Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one Bachelorette recap podcast, hosted by male and racial best friend duo. A lot of pre-recap discussion and announcements.
Oh, okay.
First, June is Listener Appreciation Month.
Wait, June?
July. July, starting now.
We're July done with 19th. July. July's almost over.
Tumblr's 25% off this week, AB. Not 2025.
I love a good Tumblr. Yeah, I'll tell you what.
We are showing our appreciation for the listeners by putting on sale an overpriced item for a limited amount of time. So come on down to RimandAB.com, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Wow. That's nice of you.
Yeah, well, I know. I know.
That's nice of you.
Big-hearted podcast, this is. Next,
you give them 12 days of a listener appreciation.
No, just
month.
This week. Just this week.
Oh, just this week. You said it was a month.
We'll
do some.
Yeah. Well, we might have something different next week. Might have something different. You'll have to stay tuned. Yeah,
okay. Is it the actual month of June or is it a full, 30-day deal?
This started with we should put something on sale. And then I said, we can fold it into listener appreciation month.
Sure.
Sale-a-thon. This was not a planned thing. So
sure. Okay. What else we got?
The Golden Bachelor.
That was my, let's save that to the end. That's my headline of the week, obviously.
Okay. All right.
Let's save our thoughts for that till the end.
I'm upset about that. I got a lot of thoughts.
Stay tuned.
Time slot move next week.
A lot of news. I forgot about that.
They are. Now that doesn't affect me at all because I'm parked for the 3 hours regardless.
Yeah, it's 3 hours is 3 hours. It doesn't matter what order it comes in.
But they are moving Claim to Fame to 10 p.m. Eastern. Bachelorette back at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Is this a negative for Claim to Fame?
I don't even know.
Is Claim to Fame not doing good?
No idea.
I
should have researched that.
There's a lot of people who this is a positive for staying up for the 2 hours of Bachelor, especially on the East Coast, 9 to 11 for them was not doable to watch it live, a lot of them, a lot of people I've seen. So this seems like a positive.
Claim to Fame is a show that you don't need to watch live as much. The Bachelor is as close to a live sporting event as there is on network TV. So,
sure.
Also related to that, this is according to Deadline. The Bachelorette finale is going to be 3 hours on August 21st, followed by Claim to Fame finale 2 hours August 28th. August 21st seems pretty close. That will be episode 9.
Well, Charity said we're halfway done with the season.
This season started with fewer people. We are eliminating people at a regular pace. And it has felt as if we are one or even two episodes ahead.
How many episodes are there usually? 12?
12. The last 16 seasons have had at least 10 episodes each, most of them 12.
Mm-hmm.
This will be a 9-episode season, unless they add a Tuesday episode in there somewhere, which I don't anticipate because we're already on the pace. There's 6 people left. We're having a short season. You've questioned if that was possible early?
I'm very happy about this.
I am too. I like the more time with the fewer people. I'm on board with all that. We don't need to start with 35 and eliminate three, that kind
of
deal.
We got rid of four this week, and we started with 10. That's...
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know.
I was... let's just get into those episodes, I suppose.
Episode 4, The Bachelorette. Twilight tourism running dry in Skamania County.
Did they say we're coming here? I don't remember...
No, they just jump now. They just go.
I don't remember them telling us we were going to be here. All of a sudden, we're in Washington State. I don't.
The next episode will start in.
What happened to
Mongolia?
Charity saying, "Cheers, now we're going to Washington State," something like that, to let us know where we're going.
It takes five seconds. There's no time.
Like, I don't need the clips of them boarding the plane. I don't need that stuff that they usually do. But I wouldn't have minded a little toast action from Charity where she tells us that we're going to be spending next week here.
No, it's not.
This
just
came as a surprise to me.
Next week, the episode will begin in St. Lucia.
No. Not that I don't like where they're at.
Sure.
I like where they're at.
Stevenson, Washington, known for Sasquatch sightings and luxury wooded resort accommodations. The date card Jesse drops off is for Dotton, who nearly bursts into tears at the news.
Well, Dotton's in love.
Before we get to Dotton's date, Braden makes sure to remind us that it is unreasonable, in his view, for someone like Sean to be talking about introducing Charity to his family at this stage.
They had a great shot of Sean talking, and then in the background was like Braden kind of fucking eating chips or something, like laughing.
Beer.
Yeah. Well, Braden always has a drink.
Yeah, IPA of some sort.
He's just like looking, whatever, buddy. Rolling his eyes in the background. You can get a load of this guy.
Caleb the wrestler said something about how hard the process is because he's developing feelings for Charity. Caleb had a very like...
He says
what
things are starting
about
to hurt.
Episode.
Yeah, he really did. Even as a Caleb apologist, there are a couple notes I have in my...
Take it
where
easy.
I'm like, Caleb, what are you... You can't be serious.
You can't be. You can't be serious.
You
are you... Are you is your new...
You are so clearly
AEW
going
angle,
home.
Empath? Are you cutting promos for this?
There are some parts where I wondered, hey, is this guy just working on his acting chops?
I mean, what is he doing?
For a big push in WWE. He's showing the hires up in Connecticut, letting them know.
I got what it takes.
I have some talent on the mic. I have some acting talent.
Vince McMahon watching like, wow, this guy's got no time with Charity, and he's really... Don one-on-one date, daytime. Don and Charity both scared of heights, and they are going high.
If I was going on The Bachelor, I would not tell them what my actual fear is, okay? That's the first thing I thought of here. Dotton obviously told him he's scared of heights, so they did a heights date with him. Same with Charity. I'd tell him something I'm not scared of. That's just something I'd do.
That's smart.
And I'd come out looking like a hero, okay?
You'd play up as if you were afraid of...
I'd act scared, and then I'd overcome it heroically, yeah.
Yeah. That's I like that I a lot.
You wouldn't, if you were going on The Bachelor, you wouldn't want to tell him, hey, I hate the deep sea, or else you'd be in like a shark cage in the deep sea.
That would be in a shark cage.
Yeah, that would be, you'd be nowhere near land in a shark cage for your date. So that's just something to think about if anyone ever wants to go on the show.
I will keep that in mind.
Don't tell them your real fears. Make up a fear.
As we've seen before on these dates, bonding opportunities. Either they overcome a shared fear or one person comforts the other during their internal crisis.
In this case, it was both fear, both had fear, and they overcame it together. And it can really push a relationship to the next level. We've said it before, we'll say it again. I thought Dotton and Charity didn't have the spark there. They're missing something. All along, I thought he'd eventually end in heartbreak. I'm not so
we
sure
already,
anymore.
His story was written already.
We wrote it.
I still think it's probably written.
There were
but
some
now
moments
there's
here.
The door is, there's a crack in the door now that he might be able to
yeah,
sneak
there's,
through.
There were some moments here where I started to question myself. Maybe I read this one wrong.
Charity even shed some tears before they jumped, as she should, because that thing could snap and this could all be over. But they both overcome it, and they jump not once but twice.
They do it twice.
With some kisses midair with the adrenaline rushing.
Good for them.
Back at the resort. Is Joey too much of a nice guy to win? Seems to be a big fan of Dot and going on a one-on-one.
That's a good question.
Is Aaron B. too much of a hardo? He's always going on yammering about protecting charity from these evildoers.
Aaron B., the fun police.
Exactly.
And the protector, the monarch of charity's feelings.
He should, Braden missed opportunity, get him a badge. Here you go, fun police. Pin it on his thing right before road ceremony.
Here you go, right here.
Braden and someone outside, I think it was Xavier.
Braden is outside talking to Xavier, yeah.
Musing about potentially maybe I'm the next out after last week.
He was talking about how he'll never get to see her as being off, like not on camera charity. And he wishes he could see her not as the Bachelorette. The real thing here, I thought, was Joey getting involved here, predicting Braden's going home. Joey, I consider a front runner.
You're worried about him dipping his toes in the controversy.
No. I took this as Braden's actually in very big trouble.
Oh,
the fact that he's the fact that Joey's getting involved here. Yeah.
For the most part, Joey, which I think is a good thing, has stayed out of. If Aaron's
this is
in
just
it,
a little thing he said, but this is when I started thinking, okay, Braden might be in some deep trouble here. He might be.
Well,
really
Braden also kind of planted the seeds too for his self elimination.
Well, he's been doing it for weeks.
Sure. It's a Willy, won't he?
Yeah.
And the act was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Descartes, Joey, Aaron, Michael, Caleb, Braden, Sean, Tanner. Note about Joey, potentially lacking charisma, maybe not a fit for charity based on how he read this date card. Very robotic reading of the date card. That's a tick against him in the long term. Dot moves up another spot. Which means Xavier gets the one-on-one date. You may be surprised to learn throughout this episode, I was commenting about, John, no one-on-one date for John. John, nothing to worry about. Interesting that John, still episode 4. I just kept telling myself there's nothing to worry about with John.
I wrote right before, let me find my comment here. It's funny you say that. I wrote right before the rose ceremony, John is tripping. You aren't going home tonight, buddy.
Tripping.
End sentence. That's what I wrote in the moment.
Same exact thing. Relax.
Chill. You're okay, John.
If anyone had nothing to worry about,
it's John.
It was John.
Yeah. For sure.
Dot and one-on-one date, nighttime. Concerning statement from Dot to start.
Hasn't done s'mores?
No, that's, I don't care about that.
What's your concerning statement?
Dot feels like it's, quote, set in stone that charity is his person.
Well, this falls in line with our story.
Yes, it does. Coming in. Already in love with the lead is the main ingredient for heartbreak at the finale. The only thing that's set in stone is how this story is going to play out, AB. At least I thought at the time. Now that so-and-so is gone, TBD, maybe we're looking at the next Bachelor. But at the time, I thought, this is worrisome. Yeah. Don backstory. He and his family won the green card lottery when he was 4. Naturally, how different life would be goes through his mind if he didn't get that opportunity. Wouldn't be here right now with charity, the love of my life. Don likes that charity can't be put in a box, AB.
There's a lot more to you, and that's what's so attractive. It's not all about looks or anything like that with Don.
He can't be put in a box either.
Mm-mm.
Literally, cannot fit. Did you get romantic chemistry?
Here's what I wrote. Charity said, you're someone that truly blows me away every time we talk. And then I wrote here, hey, hold up. The way she's looking at this guy, hold up now. Maybe I just, Maybe I put Dotton in a box.
We put him in a box. We put him in a box.
I think I put him in a box. A can't win box. And I don't. Yeah. I think I jumped the gun a little bit based on the way she's looking at him.
I'm not sure the... I didn't see it between them. But her reaction made me think, maybe it's there.
I can see it now.
She was all smiles. She was all smiles. The door is open now. And again, especially because of who I thought had a better chance of winning that is now no longer on the season.
Mm-hmm.
I think the door is open for Dotton to be
a
final
rose
guy.
It's wide open right now. Yeah. It's an open field and there's only six people. I wonder if that's ever been the case. Completely wide open. All six.
I don't think it's that wide open. I think we got three. I think we got three that can't win.
You think so?
Yeah.
But no, I think all six.
I don't know.
I think all six.
No. That's crazy talk, Katie. That's crazy talk.
Once we get to that six, I'll tell you. I'll give you my power.
Yeah, stay tuned for the power.
All six.
She offers him the rose. They head to the hot tub. Things get steamy.
The wood-burning hot tub.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote here, hey, hold up now. This is the second time I said, hold up. Hey, hold up. Now, she's out here caressing his back, kissing his neck, Rim. Okay.
Well, I mean, what else are you supposed to do? They're kissing in the hot tub.
She is caressing
hands
that
at her
man's.
Side.
She's caressing his back, kissing his neck. Hold up now. Hold up, Dotton.
Okay. Group date, daytime. The great outdoors.
We didn't comment, before we get in, we didn't comment on Brayden's opening earrings, which were extravagant. It was a double two-piecer. It had something teal, and then it also had another dangling thing. It was a double earring on both sides.
These were new now?
These are the first times I've seen those earrings. Mm. Now, on the group date, he didn't have earrings in. It was time to get serious in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Okay? You don't want your earrings getting caught in the tree branches and shit like that. So,
for me, I don't look at the details of the earrings anymore. I just take the whole package where it is. Like, of course, there's multiple pieces to the earrings. Brayden is going to assert his dominance on this group date by not wearing a jacket. Haha, funny comment, etc. I got a preview for this episode during Claim to Fame. They use that audio over the video of what happened later to imply he was about to get violent during the interruption. I don't know if you saw this promo.
No, I didn't see the promos.
Okay, the promo is literally, you've seen villains before, and then they flash to these all the great villains of the time.
Sure.
But never like this. And then it's Brayden storming through the forest and into the room and all that. They made it seem like something is going to happen tonight that you're not going to believe. Brayden's going to lose it.
I mean, I guess I understand why they do it, but you're not. That's.
Charity brings out Troop Beverly Hills from Troop Beverly Hills. The movie. The actual troop from the movie. In the past, when referencing Girl Scouts, I've called them the Red Feathers. This was more of a ragtag group than the Red Feathers, a militant outfit run by Velda Plender. Arya, in particular, had an oddball quality about her. She didn't seem to talk, and when she did a demon voice half the time. So, anyway, they do some activities. Well, whoever wins this date is going to go to the kissing tree, AB.
These weren't real Girl Scouts, Rim. Just...
Oh, wow.
Just to be clear. You had your Girl Scout gimmick. Let me do mine. Okay, these were child actors, Rim. Disguised as Girl Scouts. They weren't wearing official. They were wearing wet red berets for some reason. That's not part of the.
Well, I thought that was a regional thing. They made it seem like these are the local community.
And I did a little research, Rim. The Skamania Scouts, they don't exist from what I can tell.
Scandal.
They don't exist. Couple reasons. Those aren't the official Girl Scout uniforms. And if you look closely across their sashes, they had the badges. Those weren't real badges, Rim.
What makes you say that? There were Stars on Mars badges?
Those were fake, generic badges. There was no writing. It doesn't check out. Those are child actors.
Well, that's an affront to the whole centuries-long tradition of scouting.
Mm-hmm.
All the scouts watching, all the Eagle Scout holders, all the different major patches you can receive. People fuming last night.
Exactly.
Like you, like yourself, I'm sure, as a former Pinewood Derby participant.
Champion, not participant.
Oh, sorry, I didn't want to The first of two challenges is searching the forest for edible goods. Put him in a foreign environment, have him pick up weird stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Timed exploration always plays.
This was good.
Are they getting to know Charity? Of course not, but they're doing funny stuff.
Charity was nowhere to be seen this whole time.
Wouldn't be caught dead doing what they were doing, frankly. Aaron B. tries to procure a live fish from a creek. I have here maniac alert, question mark. I mean, what are you going to do?
Are you going to grab it with your
hands? Are you serious? Are you going to smash? Once you get it, are you going to smash it to death with a rock and cook it over a fire? You have 10 minutes.
How is he going to get it, Rim? What are you fucking Bear Grylls? You're not grabbing it. No, a normal person is not grabbing a fish with their bare hands out of a stream. It's not happening. No, that's not happening either.
No, they don't even do this on Bear Grylls shows, AB. This is too real to attempt. It's too advanced to attempt on Bear Grylls.
Aaron's catching a fish. I think he was serious. I think he was, too.
I don't know if Aaron has ever been sarcastic on this season, but he was actually trying to catch a real fish.
Aaron has never said something that is not what his intent is.
That's my perception as well.
That's mine.
Braden. What'd you make of Braden? Putting random, you know, poisonous stuff in his mouth.
He was hilarious and electric. Like he is it's exactly what I anticipated something like this would go for Braden. He was great. He was entertaining. He was eating stuff that he found, knowing nothing about the stuff. It could have been, he somehow had like turnips or like
radishes.
Beets.
Yeah, full grown.
I don't know where he got those, but he was taking big bites of them. He had some mushrooms. Again, he wasn't wearing the appropriate attire that everyone else was wearing. He was probably cold. He had a walking stick no one else had. I don't know where he got that. It was a huge walking stick. He was great. What'd you think?
Aaron B. said noticeably Braden is trying to steal the show, aka bring a little fun to the proceedings.
I'm sorry.
We're not actually here to survive, Aaron. You don't need a fish and later a live frog. We're trying to.
What are we doing with that live frog?
I don't know if it was live. In either scenario, it's unsettling that he brought a frog to the competition.
Having some fun. I'm sorry.
The foods. Tanner put some mushrooms on a log, as well as some pine nuts. Braden had a similar layout, which offended Tanner, as if Tanner invented putting things on a log from the forest. Aaron brought a frog, as we mentioned, and Braden was eating raw radishes. The next challenge was questions. How would you keep Charity warm with no fire? Braden says he'd give her all his clothes. Probably a little too risque for the children. However, with the new knowledge that they are child actors, they know, you know, they've been around the business.
Yeah, they know the business.
He's just playing the game. Aaron says cuddles and hot cocoa.
Boo! We can get the hot cocoa. I thought the question isn't...
How are you going to heat the cocoa up? There's no fire.
I thought we were lost in like... No. This is a survival situation. You think we just have hot cocoa? You wouldn't have to keep her warm if the cocoa's already hot. That means you have a heat source. Get serious.
Aaron.
Get serious, Aaron.
Who would you eat to survive? Obvious setup.
Obvious, yeah.
For everyone to write Braden, which they did. Charity seemed a little surprised. Oh. Ooh,
are you surprised no one wrote, I won't eat a human? Like, that would have been what I wrote, Rim.
I'm not going to eat anybody.
I'm not going to eat a human. I'd rather die. That's what I would have wrote.
They hate Braden
Everyone
so much.
Everyone wrote Braden. They'd
will
all
happily
comfortably
eat him.
I'll eat him right now if you want me to.
I'll eat him live. There was a question about how they want this journey to end, and the contenders all wrote engagement or something similar, and Braden was... I mean,
Aaron wrote down on one knee or something.
Of course, yeah. And Braden may as well have written on a beach in Mexico, in parentheses, paradise. That's how I want this to
a very
continue.
Funny. It's very funny how little Braden will play the game. Like, he won't.
Yeah.
He
refuses
for a second let you think he will do anything other than what he wants to do. He's not playing ball at all.
No. The winner is Aaron, who brought a frog. Again, that was glossed over. He brought a frog.
He says he's going to cook up. It was a mini frog, too. It's a tiny frog that they
didn't
show. It
was a baby that he ripped from the clutches of the mother.
Yeah.
No heat source. Probably not going to be able to fry this, given the circumstances. It's just a raw frog. That's what Aaron brought, and that's how he won.
A raw frog.
You know, an overlooked scene here was after Aaron wins, Braden is doing his thing where he's kind of talking about his competitor to the camera. You know, Aaron, generic, I live life, that kind of thing.
Of course.
He wasn't wearing a shirt.
I didn't know what
it was never
there.
Explained why.
It was never explained.
At the time, it was just like, oh, you know,
he was not wearing a shirt.
But looking back on it, it was just, they just cut to Braden shirtless in the woods with no explanation given.
And it was cold. It's very cold.
It's freezing cold. I mean, and he was also starting to imply here that he might leave on his own. Group date, nighttime. Casual chatter about how this is serious, everyone willing to get down on one knee for charity. That's normal talk for halfway through the season among a group. There's just usually not someone who voices opposition to that idea. Mm-hmm. In this case, Braden. Any thoughts on Caleb?
He says this process is, it can really work. I'll tell you right now, it really works. This process works.
This process really works,
is what he said.
It's powerful, this process. Yeah. I don't even know where to start with that. I mean, have they kissed yet, is my question.
I don't know that we've seen them have one-on-one time, legitimately.
Yes.
I don't remember them having one-on-one time that I saw with my eyes.
We didn't on this episode. And in fact, at the cocktail party, everyone, including an eliminated contestant, had one-on-one time with Charity that we saw. We did not with Caleb.
Yeah. You hope that maybe they just haven't shown us anything of him.
I think probably.
And he's not this delusional.
He came off as a bit delusional.
As a Caleb man.
Yes.
That's what I tell myself.
In that zone. Aaron and Braden re-engage their disagreement. Braden sticking with Aaron did him dirty because Aaron felt threatened. Aaron told Charity about Braden's actions in the house. Wasn't talking about their relationship. Mainly packing his bags, threatening to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Braden says, well, Charity already knew that. Sean and Aaron think Charity wants a husband. Braden, you're merely here for a connection, a fling, a short-term time in the limelight. Then Charity arrives mid-quarrel. What'd you make of?
It gets a little heated. Charity walks up. A couple guys, one of them says, one person here has packed their bags multiple times. Basically, the whole room against Braden in my eyes here. It was tough to see.
Charity pulls Braden.
Yeah, she pulls him. I don't know if you know this, but Braden kind of rolled his eyes on his way out.
Did you expect, were you surprised by what transpired in this conversation? Did you think the ride was coming to an end here?
I said, man, I don't know if Braden can get out of this one, is what I wrote. I thought it was probably the end of the line.
When you knew that was the case, because while they were walking toward it, everyone in the room was saying, like, Braden's definitely going to get out of this one.
Yep.
He can talk himself right out of this. I thought this discussion was a little confusing to me. Maybe I just have reality TV brain rot. But when they last had one-on-one time together, they were discussing Aaron's claims about his intentions. And I was at the cocktail party that was cut short. It was implied that she might remove his rose as part of the rose ceremony.
Yeah.
Braden probably feels like he's in the doghouse, one would think.
Of course.
Charity doesn't seem to understand why he doesn't see how she feels about him. It just felt like they were talking around one another a little bit. But it's all mood anyway. I just was in the moment confused as to
it wasn't really a misunderstanding. I guess it was just this was probably never going to work because Braden doesn't want to get engaged. That's all there is to it.
It has creeped from I'm not positive I want to propose in this scenario to I really am not interested in engagement. You could tell by the way he's answering the trivia questions and that to now definitively I can't get there. In this environment.
And I'm also not sure about you. That's where it's kind of...
Yeah.
It's also went in that direction. Brayden isn't sure he's even interested in this with her.
So it's over, AB. The Brayden ride, the Brayden train has come to an end.
It's disappointing.
How so? Do you not feel like Brayden. We got enough? I think we got enough
Brayden.
I had a feeling it would end soon after last week because he was getting so much time. He dominated the first three episodes, and I just didn't feel like he would dominate 7 or 8 or 9 episodes. They just squeezed all there was to get out of him as a character.
I think there was more there.
More earrings in the jewelry box?
There's more earrings to be worn. There's more scarves to be worn.
More climates to peacock in.
Exactly. More drinks to be drank. You could go on forever with him.
Maybe you could wear a jacket in the Bahamas. A heavy jacket.
Maybe he goes the opposite way. They go to a hot location. He layers up.
Wool pants. Yeah.
Like, I don't even sweat in the heat.
On the beach, walking on the beach with Charity in boots, combat boots.
There's so much more
here.
There's
a lot there. Charity compares him to a previous boyfriend. Was not taking accountability, Brayden. Back with the group.
I'll note here, though, Rim. Brayden says, I opened my mouth too much. It's not all her fault. And then he ends the conversation in the Tahoe by saying, we shall see.
Oh, well, Brayden
like,
be back.
What
he
did,
we
he
saw
be back?
A little.
He said, we shall see. We shall see about what?
Paradise. Paradise. Hey, Brayden, behind the camera, you think you're going to paradise? We shall see. All right, clip it. Anyway, now we get a montage of one-on-one time. The rest of this group date. Aaron just wants to check in. I'm curious to see what Aaron and Charity discuss now that Brayden is gone. That's been his main topic of conversation.
That's something to keep an eye on.
Yeah.
Charity mentions Aaron is very protective over me. I wrote here like your big brother?
Oh?
Maybe friend situation? Just something to keep an eye on.
She expressed gratitude for the protection.
She did.
Of Aaron B. We will see how that goes down the stretch. We will see how Fantasy Suites goes with the protector guy.
Mm-hmm.
I got my eye on Aaron potentially not being cool with how this plays out. Sean, one-on-one time, enough with the Brayden talk. Let's move on, Ken. Joey? Smiles? Positivity?
Doesn't Hawaii. Really stand out here to me. What'd you say?
Smiles, positivity, Hawaii.
Oh.
That's Joey.
Okay. I thought you said white.
Didn't stand out. I don't see color. Didn't stand out to you, AB?
Didn't really stand out to me until they had the passionate kiss. It was passionate.
It was a good kiss.
I won't deny that.
Joey is a real enigma for me. Power rankings at the end, he could win. He could be next out.
I agree. I just haven't. He's had a couple rough weeks in a row in terms of, you know, I thought he had a chance to really stand out as the front runner, and I don't think he ran with that ball.
Mm.
He's been just kind of chilling.
I think chilling is better than in the muck.
Well, sure.
Still absolutely. Not as valuable as what you said as far as running with it. Tanner, one-on-one time, says, hi, Charity, I'm Tanner.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, pleasure.
They shared a kiss.
They did, and they shared a kiss later too, a private kiss.
I got my eyes on Tanner.
I probably, yeah, Tanner might be
a little bit later, yeah.
Michael, one-on-one time, also a kiss. Noticeably absent from this rundown was Caleb, the only one without a scene, willing to, even prior to the elimination, call him a bust. He's a bust for us.
A bust contestant?
Yeah. High hopes. He was your number one most excited to see. Now his most memorable thing, which I choose to believe is he was cutting promos, is overreacting to the seriousness of his relationship with Charity and the heartbreak that followed.
On paper, this was one of the great prospects we've ever seen. He's just a bust. That's all. Bust. You're right.
Side note, Caleb, 24, same as Brayden. Young guy.
He's a young guy. Young guy. I'm sure he'll be on Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
I assume.
Charity offers a group date rose to Joey. Solid Joey. I think a one-on-one is coming soon. I think.
Has Joey not had a one-on-one?
He had that second...
Oh, that one's a, I said didn't count as a one-on-one. Yeah.
Yeah, he told his part his of a backstory. Yeah. I mean, it's it was almost as good as a real one-on-one because they don't do much during the...
It was.
No, it probably wasn't. They did not get much time together. They weren't traveling to and from.
Well, the thing is, almost all of them have had one-on-ones now, so we can have a second one-on-one at this point.
I think the next one-on-one needs to be Joey, or he is out.
This is the point of the season where someone gets a second one-on-one before other people have had a first, and those people need to go home. So I wouldn't be surprised if one of Tanner or Joey doesn't get a one-on-one. And someone gets it, or not Joey, Tanner or Sean.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if one of those two does not get a one-on-one at all.
Yeah. Entirely possible with this shortened season.
It's shortened.
Let's listen to a short ad and be convinced to make a purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Speaking of one-on-ones, Xavier, who to this point has just kind of been a quiet side character.
Knitting.
The lying knitter, as AB describes him.
Yeah, he did lie. Undeniably.
We got some mailbag responses to that.
Oh, good.
Knit Nation standing up.
Knit Nation standing up for him or me?
Yeah, not you. Not your ass. Xavier loves to just be and exist, which is hard to argue with. So I was looking forward to getting to know him a little more on this daytime portion. Sadly, the daytime portion was dominated by Charity associating Xavier with her ex-boyfriend, presumably the philanderer.
Yep.
They're at the Fruit Fest.
Do you think it's...
Yeah.
Do you think it was his... What do you think...
What do I think
What do you think
was?
Reminded... Was it his look? Was it the way he talks? Was it... Just an overall vibe he gives off? What do you think it was?
I think all the above? It was 30% look, maybe 40% look. I would guess. She didn't say that, but it would be strange to have this reaction
if he didn't look anything like him.
Physical resemblance whatsoever.
He has to look a little like him.
Yeah, there's got to be something. And 60%, I think her main thing was he compliments her in a way that reminded her of her ex-boyfriend, specifically focused on my looks almost exclusively. She acknowledged that's a, you know, that's not fair.
Unfair.
To say, well, I'm skeptical of Xavier because some other person made similar bland statements. On the train, maybe they're going to make a little more progress. He's got feelings, didn't expect it to have it so fast. They kiss. They're having fun, though I believe it was due to whatever mixed drinks they were having on that long, you know, probably 2-hour train ride.
Sure. You're just blown by the Fruit Festival, Rib? You don't give a fuck about the Fruit Festival?
I have all
don't
the
care
I have
at all?
Notes. No, I do. I have the notes on it. It's just the way that the
it
conversation
like
meandered.
Fruit Festival.
No, I'm just saying, it was a natural skip over. It wasn't, I'm not anti-Fruit Festival. It was just a montage. I think by the time they were done bobbing for apples, Xavier's barrel was more spit than water. You want that note?
My note is I don't think it's a real festival, Reb.
Oh.
It's one man's opinion. I think they made up this festival just like they made up that Girl Scout group. There weren't enough people there, for one, if it's a festival.
Well, definitely, I bet it's a...
The sign?
Yeah.
Was janky.
Well, that doesn't mean it's not real. If anything, that makes it more real.
No, it wasn't nearly big enough for an actual fruit festival. I don't buy it. That's all.
My guess, it's a real fruit festival that occurs on Saturdays and Sundays, and then this was a Monday, and they just said, leave it all up, and we'll get some people here to come film.
Could be.
Yeah. Anything else on the daytime other than Skamania County's full of fraudulent activities and fake events?
Nope.
Nighttime portion. Charity stopped just short of asking Xavier if you're my ex-boyfriend, my scoundrel ex-boyfriend in disguise. She needs to know if we're going into the nighttime portion, and Charity's like, I got to know if he's loyal, as if there's any reason why he wouldn't be.
There's no reason he wouldn't be loyal.
But she did get to the bottom of it, and we learned that not only is he loyal, might be so loyal to make your head spin.
Her concerns weren't legitimate. He kind of looks like the guy is what I think, and... Yeah. He compliments her too much. Those are the two things.
Suspicious number of compliments and topics.
Yeah. It was hard to buy the actual concern.
The first thing she asks him is if he has any fears of being engaged at the end. Answer is no. In fact, his fear is that his partner won't be all in when he feels that he is.
Mm-hmm.
He topsy-turvies it and says, what are you worried about in marriage? She says infidelity from scoundrels like you. Due to a previous relationship. Now that that's settled, let's get to the backstory. Xavier's getting a PhD in biomedical science. He's not out carousing. He's in the lab.
Grinding.
Searching for a cure for MS, which his mother suffers from. Notably, his dad is her primary caregiver. Tie that into the person I'm with. I'm going to be with them through everything, like my parents. Charity's moved to tears by this. What did you make of this date overall? Do you think Charity will be able to get over the association in her mind with her ex-boyfriend?
I don't know. She says her whole outlook has changed. I don't know that I buy it. I need to see more. If this was even a real concern, it might just be a producer concern the whole time. I don't know.
Perhaps. Let's pretend it is. Possible. Let's pretend it's real.
If it's real. And he looks as much like her ex-boyfriend that I assume he does. It's going to be hard to get past that. I'm sorry. She's just going to see the ex whenever she sees him, no matter what he says.
Yeah. He could hadn't save said her from a train.
He didn't said anything or done anything to be associated with the ex. So there's obviously something there. And I don't know if that's going to go away no matter what he does, especially with all these other guys here.
Yeah. If you're weighing him against somebody else.
Anytime he compliments her, he basically can't compliment her. Is that going forward? He just can't compliment her. Otherwise, it reminds her of him.
The compliments need to be more substantive, which from what I saw on the train and elsewhere, they were. But yeah,
they were.
Maybe not. She offers him the rose. They kiss. I didn't think their chemistry was cackling for most of the day. Obviously, she was focused on something else. But he's got a nice backstory. The handmade scarf. The gentle ways of the X-Man. Maybe this is the dark horse.
I need more, I think. I still can't really picture him. Well, yeah, I can't picture him winning. I could see a hometown, maybe.
Sure. Cocktail party. Everyone's really happy without Brayden here. Fun skits. Getting along. Everybody's just high-fiving.
Good times.
Caleb puts on a red shirt for his final night, red wedding. John feels like he's on the chopping block because he didn't get a one-on-one this week that he expected. I said,
you
nothing
got nothing
about.
To worry about.
Please,
here.
Give me a break.
Yeah, come on, John.
In fact, I'm getting tired of this act.
Yeah, quit playing. You know you're fine. We know you're fine.
Sean is wearing a scarf and an obvious troll nod to Brayden.
Mm-hmm.
Sean is playing the game as much, if not more so, than anyone. Sean has thus far been a to the camera one-liners kind of I'm a good guy guy. Sean is
the snake that you think that exactly. Brayden is this whole time. Everybody, just a heads up, there's an actual snake here. And it's not the one wearing the eccentric earrings. Okay? You're looking at the wrong guy. There's an actual snake in the grass.
I don't know. That's just a theory. It just seems to me like Sean is
winking
at the camera a little bit.
Remember he came back in after he won the group date and he was singing his song and people forget about all the stuff he's done. Now he's wearing a scarf.
That also not that bad.
None of the things are bad.
Now that Aaron is out of enemies from which to protect Charity, he is fresh out of conversation topics and has to resort to a shoulder rub.
Mm-hmm.
You keep just checking in, Aaron, and you'll be checking out at the next resort. That's my prediction. Dot one on one time.
Hey.
Another memory exchange.
Hold up, Dotten. She brought him a picture when she was little because he showed her a picture weeks ago. I almost forgot of him when he was little. They're tying things together.
They take turns. This is like four interactions in a row where one of them shows something close to their heart to the other. They keep exchanging items of increasing, maybe, importance, and they may keep exchanging until they exchange rings and vows.
Wow. Well said.
Joey. I thought this went well. You seem down on Joey. I seem probably a little up on Joey. I think he's trending. I think he's either treading water or trending slightly upward overall.
Yeah, I probably am overstating. He's not going down, I would say. He's just hasn't done anything. He's just in the same place he was.
Sitting.
Which maybe is what you have to. Maybe you just need to tread water until you get your next big moment. Hmm. Your next big one-on-one.
Real one-on-one, yeah.
Yeah. I just don't see the... It's not exploding off the screen every time he's in contact with her like it does with on some past seasons.
Yeah. I think I agree. Tanner.
But also, it's not really with anybody.
I almost feel like by now,
usually we have an idea. There's a front runner, and we think, I feel like by now in the seasons, when there's six people left, usually we're like, this shit's over. And we're talking about someone in particular, and it's because of how much they light up the screen, how they look at each other, how they interact every time they're seeing each other. I don't see that with those two. But I don't see it with anybody.
Who here is sweeping Charity off her feet?
Exactly. Nobody. Brayden was.
They're having good interactions. She feels great after these one-on-ones. Oh, I like so-and-so.
Sure.
Where is the sweeping?
There's no sweeping. There's no sweeping being done.
Where is the sexual tension, if I may ask?
I think it's fair of you to ask that. I think I am allowing that question.
I don't know. I don't see it on the horizon. And that is mildly concerning. Tanner. Tanner and her are outdoors. Now, I made the joke about, hi, I'm Tanner. I think this guy's further along than I've been led to believe. They had a secret makeout outside, away from everyone.
A little something special for Tanner, who we didn't know who he was prior to today.
Maybe Dotten gets the secret scrapbook exchanges.
Maybe that's the fire we're looking for, is Tanner.
Maybe Tanner.
And her.
Maybe that's the guy.
He got the secret, like, come outside, let's make out in the woods.
Yeah.
That's something. What's going on here with Tanner is what I wrote.
Because of what we just mentioned, I now have vaulted Tanner up in my mental power rankings.
Sure. Willie, what about your real power rankings?
Well, my mental power rankings are the power rankings I keep in my head while we talk about the show, and they're just essentially notes on how I'm going to change my actual power rankings before we get to them, and then I don't act like I changed them. I pretended like they were that way the whole time.
Sure.
That's Brayden's music.
The Heartbreak Kid.
Yeah. Walking through the woods in sandals, peering toward the great room at the resort from afar. He paused at the top.
Great pause. Let's
get the shot from behind.
Yep.
While Michael is giving a friendship toast, hey, you guys are all great. This is so great. Mid-toast, Aaron sees a ghost, and it's the ghost of Brayden. Brayden enters the room where John and Charity are making out, giving us a hilarious scene where he's just kind of standing, I don't know, 25 feet away.
Full on makeout, right? He's just waiting patiently for the makeout to end. Nobody knows he's there. Finally, John sees him. He's also now seen a ghost. Then he interrupts.
I felt this whole sequence of scenes was a little anticlimactic. I was led to believe Brayden was going to do something beyond the pale and go down in Villain Hall of Fame, Bachelor Villain Hall of Fame, something we would never forget. I am almost forgetting what happened as we speak.
Well, he walked in. You're expecting him to try to get, to try to stay, to try to win her back.
Of course.
That's where the real, that's where something special could have happened. Because I don't know what Charity would have done had he came back in, changed his tune, said, you know, I really want to give this a try.
Yeah, I could have been interesting.
Getting engaged. That would have been interesting to see because I think her connection with him was further along. So it would have been interesting to see if she would have thrown away the whole season for a chance with Brayden. I think there's a chance she would have done it. Had he said, you know, I had a chance to think about it. Now it's been a couple days since I last saw you. I didn't realize how much I liked you. I could see at the end of this, after all these steps, getting engaged or being very close or something like that. Who knows what she would have said. But instead, it was just an apology for how he acted.
Yeah.
Which is not anything I care about.
No. And I do you think Charity was maybe secretly bummed he wasn't like crawling back on his hands and knees? It was,
you know,
this apology was kind of a waste of everybody's time almost, including the viewer.
It was a waste of time. And I thought she was a little disappointed when he was over. Like, that's it? That's all you're saying right now?
I don't care.
I don't care about the. Yeah. Well, who cares about that apology right now? You're wasting time.
It was going to come after the final rose or whatever anyway, or the mental all. Yeah. I mean,
if you're not trying to win me back, then what are you here for?
A lot of commotion, in my opinion, for nothing. After he walks out past Aaron B, who is demanding an apology on behalf of John, the protector.
The fun police, Aaron, here to protect everybody.
John, I thought John and Brayden might actually, you know, it seems like Brayden doesn't get along with anybody. I think John and Brayden might be have some respect for one another, I guess, because Brayden was polite to John.
No, I think there was some mutual respect there, because Brayden walks out, walks straight past everyone, walks onto he was on some sort of party van or something. I don't know what
that was. Yeah, he got nice accommodations, honestly.
there was neon lights going on in there. I don't know what exactly was going on. I'm sure there were drinks in there for him. He goes right past everyone. Gets on the bus. Sean then walks out by himself, starts talking to him. Very cordial conversation between the two. Brayden's like, hey, yeah, I understand where you're coming from. And then Aaron storms out and turns things up a notch again.
Some reality TV crosstalk in and around a party bus. Seen it before, seen it a million times. Some fighting words were exchanged. Nothing really happened.
Fighting
I feel
words
like it
were
was
exchanged.
Anticlimactic, especially after the promo I saw. I've been duped by the promo for the 100th time here.
Brayden said, come find him in PB. I don't know.
Ooh.
I don't know what that even is. I don't know what city he's talking about. Where are you talking about?
We have a mailbag description of the area that he is from. Not technically not San Diego. In fact, quite a drive away.
I wonder if it's PB.
Might be PB.
Must be PB. He said, come to PB.
This is all this was. Bring, bring. Hey, Brayden, we're headed toward the most boring cocktail party in history. Could you do us a favor and storm into the conference room where Charity will be making out with one of the guys? You don't even need to stir up any drama once you're inside.
Yeah, we just need footage
of you stomping around. After you stomp around for a while, hop back in the van. The guys will probably try to confront you physically. Just ignore them. Can you do that for us? We could do $1,000 cash. or $1,500 to PacSun. Your choice. And Brayden's like, yeah, I can do that. That's all this was. Again, this was an assignment.
We also need you to wear some sandals, if you don't mind, and just throw a scarf on, if you wouldn't mind.
He showed up with shoes. They made him put on sandals and said, are you cool going through the woods? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, I don't care.
$1,250, $2,000 to PacSun. That's all this was. This was not, he did not care about making this apology.
No, he didn't at all.
He never wanted to come back.
He didn't care.
That's all this was. Let's get some footage for the promo.
He walked by the guys, didn't say a word, didn't care, walked out. He's like, I'm just trying to get on this bus and get out of here now. I've done my contractual obligations. I'm done with those obligations and now I'm ready to get out of here.
Yeah. But so we were duped into thinking something substantive would come of this, but
I still enjoyed this. Aaron and the gang getting all mad at it. I like seeing Aaron flustered a little bit.
I don't mind that. How about after Brayden left, Aaron makes sure to tell us that Brayden is totally not living rent-free in his head. Okay, sure.
Yeah, okay, buddy. whatever you tell yourself.
He's going to be in Switzerland and waking up in the middle of the night worried Brayden might descend from the mountains before his one-on-one.
Anytime you have to tell someone that they're not in your head, they're definitely, most certainly in your head.
Aaron is nervous, I believe, that his foil is no longer here. He can who will he save charity from now that Brayden is gone? Now you're gonna have to come up with something to talk about on your own.
Now it becomes about you. Yeah. It's less about you being the knight in shining armor. Now it comes down to what do you have to offer as a partner? And I don't know what that is. I have no clue.
Spotlight's on. Aaron, you ready?
Yeah.
John announces his intention to finish the conversation with Charity. Moments later, Jesse announces his intention to end the cocktail party.
Mm-hmm.
Again, nothing to worry about.
I wrote here, John is tripping.
Yeah.
You're fine, bud.
I said...
Now, I will say, I expected... When Jesse walked out with that rose platter, I expected a few more roses on that platter. I'm going to shoot you straight. I thought there'd be more roses out there.
I thought there would
three
add
roses
a rose.
On that thing.
I thought they would add a rose mid-ceremony. I thought, you know what? It wasn't
fair.
We can't get rid of John.
Yeah, come
A,
on.
B, or C. My in-the-moment note was John needs to keep it together here. Don't lose your cool. You're a bachelor candidate. And once again, he's got nothing to worry about in this rose ceremony. Not an act. I believe this to my core.
I did too. I really thought he was fine.
The rose ceremony date roses are Dotton from a one-on-one, Joey from a group, and Xavier from a one-on-one. The roses are...
We have three roses on that platter.
Just three. And kind of sad-looking roses, too. They were not bulbous.
Jesse, did you drop a couple roses? What?
Might have got blown away.
Where are all the roses?
In order, the roses are Turtleneck Aaron, the Protector, Tanner, obviously John,
Late Riser Tanner,
Strike Through Text, Sean, all caps, flabbergasting that John did not get a rose here.
Stunned.
Just six guys left after four episodes.
Turns out John was right. I mean,
yeah,
Brayden probably got him kicked off the show. Like, he was in the middle of a makeout session right before the rose ceremony, and I feel like she might have just forgot that they had that makeout session because
perhaps
of Brayden.
She was swayed by Sean saying,
I think he was right
earlier in the group date. Yeah, I mean, I just didn't see it coming. I really didn't. The no roses are
either
Caleb, Michael, and John. One of these things is not like the other. What'd you make of Caleb's long goodbye, tearful soliloquy?
I wrote here that the man was acting his butt off for him.
Okay.
Letting you know he can do something, a long storyline in the WWE down the line, maybe for an IC title or something. Not just your normal stuff. I'm talking about real storylines. Twist and turns.
They pulled the heartstrings, yeah.
He has the talent to do that. That's all this was. He couldn't possibly care about charity that much, could he?
One would think. Put Caleb in the bloodline and have him in 6 months be heartbroken by the betrayal.
He can do
of
it.
Roman Reigns.
He's letting you know. He's just working on some stuff.
I'm a tears guy. The amount of tears shed at this rose ceremony was staggering even to me. Everyone was in shambles.
Xavier was crying. Xavier had a rose.
Just an odd... This is a tight-knit group. They were united in their disdain for Brayden, so...
I wonder if and when or if they're going to reach the point where they start realizing that people going home is a good thing. This is a competition.
Yeah, this has not been that type of group.
Yeah, but eventually, if the feelings get far enough, you don't want to see your girlfriend kissing other people. So there will be some jealousy there. That's the beauty of this show. Eventually, something's going to happen. Something has to happen with this group. They can't just all stay friends the whole time.
My prediction is it's Dot and Joey, Xavier, Aaron, Tanner, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tanner is probably going to fall off relatively soon. If anyone is going to fill antagonist roles, I believe it will be Aaron with maybe some jealousy. And I believe Sean will take the mantle of stirring shit up guy. That's my prediction. Dot and Joey, Xavier, and Tanner are not going to be antagonists in any way.
Sean was wearing a scarf. Maybe it was a passing of the scarf.
Yes.
Between Brayden and Sean.
Brayden left his scarf in the middle of the ring. And Sean picked it up and says, I will take the mantle.
Yes.
Mailbag 773-234-7794. This week's question was, who are we overlooking? And there are a couple of residual Brayden takes in here.
Good.
Katie from Denver. Before we get started, I should say that the mailbag has taken a sad turn due to the events of the episode. You'll see why. Katie from Denver. I like John.
I respect
that he stays in his own lane and just seems to be having a good time. I'd also like to see more of Tanner. Whenever they talk, he's got Charity laughing and generally seems to enjoy his presence. But who knows how strong their connection really is because we don't see much of him. Thank you, Katie. Hey, Ellie from Puerto Rico. I'm 100% in on John. I do sense that he might not win just by comparing his chemistry with Charity with other guys like Joey, because what they have is electrifying. Charity and Joey. But John seems charming, love that he is of Asian descent, fun, and hot. I think he might be a good bachelor contender and would be the first Asian to be one. Second, can you guys imagine Brayden and Christina Mandrell getting together at Bachelor in Paradise? Wouldn't that be explosive?
Yeah, it would. I can't think of something I'd like more, in fact.
Thank you, Haley. Megan from Charleston. I think John is getting a bachelor edit for sure.
Oh, wow.
I agree, Megan. For as much time as he's had with Charity, he sure does get a lot of screen time. I think editing is trying to keep him in our heads so he can be the next lead, which I love. Seems like a nice guy with good qualities and first Asian bachelor ? I'm here for it. As for who will win, I want to say Joey or Dotton, but I think you guys are right about Dotton. And I think Joey living in Hawaii might take him out of the top spot. I really am wondering if maybe Xavier is a dark horse. Despite the knitted scarf disaster, he seems sweet, and I think if they have one-on-one and have chemistry, he could take it all the way. Thank you, Megan. Carly in Boston. Yarn emoji.
Well, first, before you do, Carly, do you still think John was given a bachelor edit? I don't think he was given a bachelor exit.
No.
He was overshadowed by crying of people that were there. That are still there, and Caleb. It was all over. I don't even remember. Did they even show John?
They did not make a big deal out of John leaving.
That's not a bachelor exit, which is usually a key indicator.
Yeah, we didn't get John in the car.
I know, I'm asking, do you think he still was getting that bachelor edit? Didn't seem like it to me.
Probably not. I still think he's a contender to be bachelor.
But maybe he just didn't have any footage. Maybe he just didn't react that way.
He just walked out.
Yeah.
Carly in Boston, yarn emoji, which spells trouble for AB.
Well, I've been getting in hot water all over the podcast, all different podcasts.
Xavier Hive Rise. This is directed to AB.
Okay.
This is put the ether beat behind this, folks. Not sorry to say your thoughts on Xavier's knitting and knitting/handcrafted gifts in general are plumb wrong. It's an incredibly vulnerable experience to give someone you care about a handcrafted item. This item is likely not perfect, and the crafter likely spent hours selecting the supplies and creating it. It is an honor to receive a hand-knitted gift! Exclamation point. I'm guessing Xavier went with a neutral colorway because that's a safe bet when you don't know a person too well and want it to be wearable. All this to say, you should be so lucky to have someone knit you something someday, and I pray you don't use it as a rag. But also much love to you, love the pod. Thank you, Carly. Maya from Sweden. I'm liking John and Joey.
It's all John.
They both seem to be reasonable, chill guys, but who would also have stuff going on and aren't boring. I'm excited to get to know them more. Famous last words. I also want to share my thoughts about why I'm annoyed by engagement hesitation on this show. I think to get engaged, a contestant needs two things: a general desire to be engaged at this point in their life, and a love for the lead that grows throughout the season. I think a contestant who's there for the right reasons comes in already having the first part locked and loaded, and then is open and optimistic about the second one. When I hear people like Brayden talk about engagement hesitation, it comes across as if they are lacking the first one. And that's just silly to me if you're on this show supposedly for the right reasons. Thank you, Maya.
Yeah, that's fair. As a Brayden apologist, I've all along said what he's saying is makes sense.
Sure.
But I haven't said enough about, or I haven't talked enough about how having that mindset coming into the TV show that where you 100% have to get engaged is not reasonable. And I haven't said that enough.
Thank you, Maya. Adriana from New Jersey. I am still all aboard the Brayden train, even more so every time we see him. But if I had to pick another contestant I love, it's John. He's cute, incredibly charming, and so sweet with Charity. He would be in my personal final two, along with Brayden, Adriana. And all of America would scream at their TVs as I mistakenly chose Brayden over America's sweetheart, John. Then after Brayden and I inevitably have a fiery and explosive after the final rose breakup, I would ask John for a second chance and live happily ever after because he's husband material. Thank you, Adriana.
Wow, great, great message.
Aaron from Oceanside, California. I had to look up where Brayden was from after the San Diego date, and he is from, I should have looked this up, Murrieta? M-U-R-I-E-T-T-A? Not actually in San Diego County. It's Riverside County, and there's a culture difference here. People from this county are typically desert bro alternative punk types, loud and proud. This distinction makes Brayden make perfect sense to me, with his antics and showmanship. May the Batch franchise continue to source contestants from this specific area. I have many friends from this area, and they are a lot like him.
That's a great idea. We need to get more regional expertise in the people that we bring. Like, they bring on the Nashville, all these people. Mm. Those people are from
Dallas.
All over. We need to go to specific regions, tiny pockets, where you get some of the most unique people. Like this. I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. This pocket of people. That's what we need to be looking for. Less about where they currently live, but more like where they grew up and where those unique type of people can come from.
Yeah, I hear you.
Something to look into.
Inside SoCal.
Yeah.
Also, I like Tanner, Aaron says. Reminds me of Blake Horstman.
Blake, which one? Moines?
Horstman.
I looked up PB Rim because he said meet me at PB. It means Pacific Beach.
That sounds like a place. That sounds like a level in Mortal Kombat or
Pacific
some
Beach.
Other.
Meet me in PB. It's a hot spot for surfers, young professionals, and college students with young families and empty nesters sprinkled in. PB.
That's where it goes down.
It goes down at PB.
Here's one for you, AB. This is from Megan. Brayden looks and kind of acts like modern-day Kevin, a.k.a. Justin Hartley from This Is Us. Tell me you see it too, AB.
Read that one more time. He looks like modern-day?
Modern-day Kevin,
okay,
a.k.a.
So current...
Justin Hartley from This Is Us.
Modern-day Kevin...
Oh, here we go.
No, I don't see it.
Wow.
I don't see it.
That's deflating for Megan.
Sorry,
thank you
I don't see
text.
It. I don't see it.
This is from Amy. AB loves Braden more every time he sees them, and I get more annoyed every time I see him. Hmm. I didn't deliver that with proper cadence, but you get the idea.
I understand.
You and Amy are headed in opposite directions. I don't think he's a bad person, just young and annoying. You know those high school boys who come into a coffee shop and start being loud and throwing shit at each other while you're trying to work? That's Braden. He is those high school boys. As for who I like?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
They're the guys that go to brunch and like the waiter can't give them alcohol anymore.
Yeah, cut them off.
And then
brunch.
You know, they spike a champagne bottle on the ground or something and have to leave and get kicked out. That's the type of guy Braden is.
Braden is 24. Again, I like the guy. He's 24 years old. He probably brings a water bottle filled with vodka to brunch.
And they get too intoxicated. And everyone that's sitting around them gets their brunch comped because it was such a negative experience being around them. That's the type of guy that Braden is, okay?
Braden brunch comp.
We all know that. Yeah. You're going to get comped if you're sitting by Braden. Because your experience at brunch was so negative.
We're so sorry about the party with the teenagers from outside of San Diego.
We're so sorry about those guys. Teenagers? Those PB boys.
25. As for who I like, I love John and Joey, Amy says. I liked Aaron B. before this week. It's all John. I liked Aaron B. before this week, but unsure now. I could see Xavier sneaking in and becoming a favorite, and of course, Dotton is wonderful, but I think you're right, and he'll be friend-zoned eventually. These were written before the episode, of course.
Do you think people still like Aaron B.? I mean, what he was doing was undeniably annoying at the at best.
At best?
At best.
I don't know. Anyway.
The thing about Aaron B. is Charity was handling the whole situation just fine without you being like this.
I know. I hate that.
You're just being annoying about this.
Exactly. What do you have for next week's question, AB?
Well, I want to read the I want to get some Golden Bachelor.
Okay, let's do that.
Information. Let's
Bachelor
read the
headline of the week.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Rim and AB's merch store at rimandab.com. 25% off tumblers all week to celebrate July, the Listener Appreciation Month. And who knows? Maybe we'll extend it. The Listener Appreciation Month has been extended into August. That is a message that might happen.
It hasn't yet, but it might.
No. Just spitballing ideas. What's the Bachelor headline of the week, AB?
From People, who is the Golden Bachelor? All about Jerry Turner.
Gary.
You think it's Gary or Jerry?
Gary, it was phonetically spelled in the, it's Gary.
Okay. Gary Turner will star as the first Golden Bachelor on ABC, airing in fall 2023. It's finally happening. Something that's been years in the making that we've been keeping our eye. I don't think there's ever been a story that's lasted this long that we've kept our eyes on.
Absolutely not.
I'm excited. Can't wait. He's much older than I anticipated. Just looking at him, they say he's 71.
I need to see a birth certificate. He looks 50. That's my first note. This is a reverse Danny Almonte situation.
He doesn't look 71.
Not even close. He has more gray hair. I have more gray hair than he does by an alarming margin.
If he is 71, which I don't.
Yeah, that's our first bit of skepticism. Yeah.
That's my first bit. I mean, would you put it past ABC?
No, of course.
Fudging with the age of the Golden Bachelor to make him seem older.
No.
I wouldn't put that past him. So they say he's 71. He looks 50.
I think he looks like Dolph Lundgren. A young Dolph Lundgren. So I looked it up. He's like way older than Dolph Lundgren. Who's in Rocky IV. Dolph Lundgren's like 65. This guy looks Dolph, like a 65. Very young Dolph Lundgren.
He looks like Dolph when he was playing fucking in Rocky.
Now, granted, we're looking at the promo photos and I think they've been heavily touched up. There was a Good Morning America segment where he looked
How did
like
he look on there?
More of a normal person. This is like an unbelievable, the way they made him look in these.
He looks like a golden god.
Yeah. It's crazy. My other note, I have two more notes about this.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Golden Bachelor right now?
Gabby's grandpa never had a chance.
That old guy that looks.
Never had a chance.
Come on. I bet Gabby's grandpa's younger than this man. That's what's funny about it.
I tried. Don't act like I didn't try and figure out how old he is. Gabby's grandpa, the bachelor, age. Like Gabby's grandpa, publicly available information.
Gabby's grandpa looks like what I associate a 71-year-old man to look like. And yeah. Gabby's grandpa looks 40 years older than this man.
No, again, no disrespect to any party.
No disrespect to anybody.
But I was alarmed at how good this guy looks for his age.
It is jarring.
My next note. I can't put a finger on what the tone is going to be for this show. What angle will they take?
Well, there's a couple. Did you know anything about him? So he's widowed.
Yes.
He has kids. He has grandkids. There's a lot of different ways they can go.
It could be, you know, respect your elders. They could heavily lean into that storyline about losing his longtime wife. Mm-hmm. It also could be housewives style drama. The promos are to me kind of all over the place. Some of
are
it
there
is
promos with.
No, not
are there
that
promos
I've seen.
With any cast.
No, okay. But based on some of the
what they're saying,
the promo so far, some of it is this regal man suffered tragic loss late in life and is looking to share his golden years with someone special. That's kind of road A. Other promos are like, this hot old guy's horny too. You in? We doing this?
And the answer is yes. I'm interested. Yeah, I am very interested in that question.
The concern, I think, has always been, how are they going to handle these stories that are, I think, probably more delicate, more real than what we see from the flagship shows. My hope is that it will be more wholesome and fulfilling and a nice change of pace than what we're used to.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's I think intriguing. It's very intriguing.
I think you take the normal formula and just make it older people, and that works. I think that works. If they don't even really change anything, if they just do the normal show with him, it'll work. Now, if they make a couple tweaks, you're talking about something special. A special, special show.
What kind
show.
Of tweaks? What kind of tweaks?
Just less of producer-driven stuff and let us get to know these old people more.
Sure.
And their last chance at love.
Yeah. It's a great premise. Don't get me... The
hesitation
has never been about the premise.
When he lets someone else go... He's down to his final three or whatever, and they're crying about it being their last chance. Like that,
that
holds a lot more weight and is more dramatic than when a 26-year-old says it, you know? One other thing that they're going to have to land is the cast. We can't have 50, you can't have 50-year-olds here.
Oh, there will be.
63 and above. No, I don't want any of that.
There will be.
I'm telling you, that's where they're going to mess up is the cast.
You are pulling from a smaller pool
of course.
Potential cast members. So we'll see how that plays out. That's a valid concern. I think there will be tweaks because if what I read is accurate, the episodes are 1 hour long. And probably fewer than 12, I would guess. So I think they're going to lop off most of the drama.
Well, it might not have as many people to start with. You know, it might just be a 10-person show or something.
Sure.
15 people.
So, yeah, I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously optimistic, as I am with all new spinoffs on this franchise. And keep in mind, like, the spinoffs are good. The other wacky premises, Listen to Your Heart was great. Winter Games, great. Paradise, great.
It's all great. So, those are the best shows.
All better than the flagships. So, I'm optimistic about this.
I'd say this is almost guaranteed to be better than just regular Bachelor. In my mind. I don't know how they mess it up, like where it's worse than that.
So this leads into your mailbag question, I presume.
What
how
are
do
your
people
thoughts
feel about
on,
this?
Yeah, thoughts on the Golden Bachelor. Look at a picture of him first. Look at the article, the People article. Let us know your thoughts. It's a good... They do a background story of this guy. It's worth reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's worth reading.
773-234-7794. Power rankings.
It's never too late to fall in love again.
So true. Just six guys left, so I ranked them all. After week four. Number six, Tanner. Number five, Sean. I can see Sean sneaking into hometowns. I think with Braden gone, he's going to get a lot of that time now on the screen.
Mm.
Number four is Xavier. Okay. Up two spots from number six, which was kind of an honorable mention. Number three is Aaron, still ahead of Xavier. I think she likes him at this point. They had that great one-on-one. Xavier's one-on-one for more than half of it was kind of not about Xavier. So for now, Aaron's ahead of him. Number two is Joey, down one spot from number one. I think Joey's a very serious contender. He gets screen time with her every week, but he has to get a one-on-one next week or he's not going to hometowns. Number one, up one spot, is Dotton.
Wow. What a story that would be.
I would prefer, don't get me wrong, I would prefer that story. I don't want to see Dotton in a heap on a beach somewhere.
A large, a lanky heap.
Yeah. They'll be able to see it from space. I don't want to see Dotton crush. I really do not want to see Dotton crush.
But sometimes, maybe one of these times, and has it ever happened? Has it ever happened where the person we wanted to win has won? Has that ever happened? I'm trying to think.
I don't know. Probably not. Probably not, because they don't do it that way.
Like, I think we liked Becca a lot.
I remember being kind of indifferent.
But then there was that heartbreak. So she didn't win. Yeah, she won, but she didn't win.
You know what I mean?
So it was short-lived.
Yeah. Let's hear your power rankings, AB.
Six, Sean. And I just want to reiterate, I could see any of these six at hometowns. And any of the six potentially getting into the final two or winning if things shake the right way. I think it's that wide open right now.
Okay.
Six, Sean. Five, Aaron. I think he's dropped a lot.
Whoa, Aaron.
I think he's dropped a lot. He's doing the whole protector thing. She doesn't need protecting.
He's dropped in my personal book.
I don't know what else he has.
Yeah, we'll see. But again, he could win.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, any of these six, I wouldn't be stunned to see in the final two. I would not. I really wouldn't. Yeah. So, four, Tanner. Something about Tanner. Something's going on with Tanner here.
Well, that secret makeout went a long way.
Secret makeout was something.
She's not pulling Aaron B. off to the side.
That's not nothing.
No. She's like, hey, let's fucking make out hard.
Let's make out.
No one's watching. She didn't
do
that with Aaron B.
No. Hasn't done
she's
that
like,
with
hey,
anybody,
Aaron,
really.
Can you help me with my taxes, you know?
Three.
And then he scolds her for not doing her filing her quarterlies on time as a contractor.
Three, Xavier.
All right.
Two, Joey. One, Dotton. I agree.
Wow. The week of Dotton.
It's a big Dotton week. Huge one-on-one. A lot of kisses. A lot of special moments between these two that I simply can't ignore anymore.
We weren't ignoring them. We were just saying they're going to contribute to the heartbreak.
Yeah.
They
Maybe
are special.
Just
moments.
One of these times, we're going to get something that we want to happen. And that's Dotton winning this season. And, you know, happily ever after with Charity. I want it for both those two.
Sure. Of course. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't mind if Joey or Xavier won either.
No. Me neither. No.
Which kind of leads me to believe that one of Aaron B. or Sean will be a final two. I hope so. Because if it's Dotton and Joey, I'll just kind of throw my hands up and be like, all right.
Good for all of them.
Yeah, you know. You can't lose with those two. Real TV Fantasy App scoring update. We give away a sticker or two a week if there is a tie. Here are the five teams that tied with 123 points this week. Really long team name. Team GS. Dogs greater than sign people, shots at love, not a twin or a magician. Congrats to those five.
Congratulations.
The sticker winners this week are Team Shots at Love and Team Not a Twin or Magician. Send us a message on Instagram or the mailbag, and we will get you a sticker.
Good stuff.
Thanks to everyone for playing. Thanks for all the mailbag messages. Thanks for listening, of course. AB, do we have anything else?
I think we're good.
Okay. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. Stay cool out there. Talk to you later.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.